The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
That's right, of course, music there by Fatimata Diawara on the KJS Show, and she is one of the artists that are going to be gracing the stages this year at the 25th edition of the Joy of Jazz Festival. And of course, before that one, we listened to music, the brand new one from Tandi Swamazwai, with Love to Mageba, a dedication of the project Sankofa, which is how you actually pronounce that word. It's not Sankofa, it's Sankofa. And she's made it quite clear on her social media pages. So if you are trying to, you know, get it right, I think that's the right word to use. That's exactly how it's pronounced. And welcome to the third and final hour, 6 minutes now after 12 o'clock. It is officially the third hour of the show, page 3, and declaring it 1 o'clock. So wherever you are, I hope you're having a great time with your favorite people and jazz, of course, music powered by Kofifi FM 97.2. And in our midst, we have a wonderful guest, of course. You know, it is the 25th edition of the Joy of Jazz. And of course, it's happening this September. And in true KJS Show style, you know, we have in studio the ever stylish, the effervescent CEO of the Johannesburg's favorite festival. And she joins us now live in studio. It's been a while, ma'am. Hello. Welcome to Kofifi FM.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You know, the last time you and I got together, you know, it was the 24th edition of the festival, and possibly one of my favorite editions, because I got to see Nduduzo Makatini exactly at midnight when I ushered in my birthday in that room.
Oh.
Right? That was my birthday gift from you.
Okay.
That was incredible, you know? And needless to say, the celebration, I went home that day and I slept, because we had been 4 days into the festival by then, you know? So that was the last time, the last edition of the festival. And it's been, you know, 25 years of this festival, Ms. Manto. In this time, so much has happened, you know? I want us to reflect, you know, begin reflecting on the 25 years of the festival. Of course, a milestone, you know? What has been some of the highlights for you?
The biggest highlight would be how the festival has grown from, you know, a 2,000-seater concert at the State Theatre to a 30,000-pax venue. You know, I, the founder, when he started this, I was very young, but I was just there for, you know, for the fun of it. I didn't even know what I was doing. I remember at the State Theatre, we had so little people because people didn't even, you know, were not familiar with concerts of that sort.
Yeah.
Mom, Sylvia Mdunyelo was performing. It was my first time to see her.
Wow.
And I was so excited. I remember one of the top PR people were Abud Pidama Kurube. And he was taking me from this stage to this. We had two stages then.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And from that day, I said, whether we have 200 people, I don't know where this is going, because I was in the midst of very, very old people.
Yes.
And here we are. We are in the midst of the younger generation, the young kids.
There we go. Talk about a 360. You know, you've gone 360 from the old to the new. Maybe the old are still coming. We'll be the old then, maybe. I don't know.
In a few years, the old. I am the old now.
Of course. But let's talk about, you know, the theme this year. You know, you've entitled it Going Back or taking a trip down memory lane. Let's talk about that theme. Why is it so important?
You would realize that somebody who was a year old when the festival started wouldn't have been at the festival. So we want to take them back to where we come from. They wouldn't have seen Liz Wright, they wouldn't have seen Chris Botti, they wouldn't have seen Keiko Matsui. But why don't these people are still performing and they're still good and relevant, making beautiful music? Why don't we bring them back? We're playing catch up.
Oh wow. Yeah. And of course, introducing these young cats to these classics. I mean, Keiko Matsui, Chris Botti, you know, and speaking of the lineup, you know, the word in the room after it was announced on Wednesday, it was shocked and pleasantly surprised, you know, because people could not believe what they were seeing on the screen, you know. Let's talk about, you know, for the benefit of the listeners anyway, how the festival decides to, you know, to what influences the lineup, maybe. Let me put it that way, you know.
what influences the lineup?
Yeah.
As actually the people that are out there. And again, for us as a festival, our main mandate is to deliver and include everybody. You know, the first time I went to one of the festivals that I go to, it's celebrating 45 years after the release of our lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, if the producer of Montreal calls you and say, wow, I'm ticking the boxes. Yeah. Some of those guys I've never heard in the past 45 years.
Wow.
You realize we're doing something good. But I think it's because we listen to what's on the ground.
Mm.
When we started introducing Bira stage, I know it's one stage that people ask themselves why.
Yeah.
I had gone to Nazi Jazz and Anthony Hamilton was performing with the orchestra.
Yeah.
The music was beautiful. And you would realize that the light-eared people, the young kids who really think that jazz is a taboo, jazz is old, jazz is all sorts of things that you don't want to listen to when you're young. This is how we introduce them to the festival.
Wow.
It's definitely, it started as an audience development stage, which is doing very well.
Absolutely.
Because now, even the hardcore jazz lovers will still go to that stage.
Mm.
They have kids that listen to this music.
That's right.
Why not go and say, what is this that makes my child crazy?
Wow.
So these young people are full force into the festival. They started Mbira stage a few years to come. They are no more at Mbira stage. They're sitting at Dinner Lady stage.
Yeah, where the stars are.
Exactly.
Where the stars are. Your time is 12 after 12 o'clock here on the K-Jazz Show. It is Sunday afternoon and you're spending time with myself, Makuti, with Ms. Mandwe. We're talking the Joy of Jazz Festival, which happens in September. We talk about dates and how you get tickets. I think we must take a song break. And one of the artists that is also on the stage, his name is Busiso Mesh Mashilwane. He's presenting Izibongo, his latest project, at the festival. You really don't want to miss that one, of course. We take it a break. We come back with Ms. Mandwe and we talk more on the Joy of Jazz Festival.
The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
The music of Busiso Mesh Mashilwane here on the K-Jazz Show, of course. The project is called Izibongo, Inkinankina, this one he calls it. And of course, he'll be performing it at this year's 25th edition of the Joy of Jazz Festival, which is going to be held in Johannesburg. And we are still spending time, you know, with our studio guest, who is the producer of the festival, Ms. Mandwe. If you've just joined us, we've been talking about this year's edition of the incredible lineup. And of course, this lineup features the likes of Chris Botti, we were talking about. Matthew Horsall, tell me about that one, ma'am.
Yes, he's a friend of the festival. You know, this is the second time he comes.
Yeah.
The first time he came, he got to meet a friend of his that he's been looking to feature in the album, this album that he's going to present.
Right.
And one day we're just having a conversation and I said to him, you know, Matthew, people picked up very late on Matthew, and I would get calls. Can you bring Matthew Halsall? Can you? And because we are on talking, you know, spaces with him, and I said to him, do you want to come back? He says, where? Home?
Yeah.
Homecoming.
Oh, yes. Homecoming. I'm coming home. I love that. I love that. And of course, you've also got Keiko Matsu, you've got Chucho Valdez and Liz Wright, you know, just name a few. But without having to put you on the spot, which is exactly what I'm about to do, who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I did warn you.
You put me on a spot.
I did
tell you
warn
what,
you.
I'm a favorite of vocal jazz.
Okay.
So.
Well, that kind of sums it up a little bit more.
Yeah, your Spaz, your Mimim Chalice, your Liz Wright. Liz Wright is actually featuring Brenda Mtambwa on I Believe the song.
Yeah.
And Keiko is featuring Nogu Kanya Dlamini on one or two of her songs.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely go to, you know, the Tandiswas, those that use their pipes to entertain.
The first instrument.
But exactly.
Yeah.
But I am also going, I'm looking forward to seeing Darren. I've seen Darren yes. many a time
oh,
abroad.
Epic.
I toured with him one time, and that child was just with his horn.
Yeah.
Jumped yeah. into every stage. Some of them, I don't think they even invited him.
Yeah.
He would just go and do his thing. I'm looking, I love his musicianship.
Yes.
I'm looking yes. forward to that one.
You know, every year the festival has non-jazz offerings, and you know, as part of galvanizing different audiences, mm-hmm. you know, with the idea of introducing them to jazz. And we touched a little bit on that mm-hmm. earlier. You know, let's talk about who we have this year for this alternative listening, including the Jazz Lounge, the second year of the Jazz Lounge stage mm-hmm. now. Yeah.
So at the Mbira stage, we have Joe Nina. So we are in the music space. Mm. We are to develop music,
yeah.
even if our most concentration is on jazz. But you realize that, you know, some of this music that is created, mm. take for instance hip hop, they've got their bits from jazz. Take an artist like DJ Kenzero.
Yeah.
He plays mostly acid jazz, and if you listen to his music, you can tell this guy is not only just a DJ, but a jazz lover, because yeah. he listens to a lot of jazz. So at the Mbira stage, I'm looking forward to, and I think people should go. This is one of the best performances, and I hope we all go to witness this. Joe Nina,
mm.
after many years of not performing, he'll be performing with the South African Air Force Band.
Wow, that's interesting.
So the music is going to be totally taken from the usual
mm.
to the first ever.
Wow.
The second artist is Bongeziwe.
Very interesting, very different, right?
I love that yeah. creativity. Right. Bongeziwe Mabandla, Ipupolga Bigo. You know, you look at this young musicians that came up and have sort of a movement. They have people who follow them. They have people yeah. who love them.
Yeah.
So I want to see myself there. I want to feel young Ooh, too.
It's going to be incredible. You know, you've mentioned some of my favorite artists. I mean, Ipupo Gabigo came through the K-Jazz show 1 year. And I think ever since they set foot and left this space, they've been incredible. You know, they've yeah. grown leaps and bounds. And I can't wait for them to, you know, I mean, they're a 13-piece band. I can't wait to see that on stage.
On stage.
Oh, my word. You know, now that we've teased the lineup, Ms. Mantua, let's talk about when it's all taking place and where and how can we get the tickets. You know, how do we go, where do we go?
So it's at the Sandton Convention Center for yeah. the 27th and the 28th of September.
Yeah,
there is some nice surprises that is happening now.
Mm.
When you are a Standard Bank card holder,
yeah,
for the next few days, starting from the day we launched, which was the 15th,
mm-hmm.
they had 25 days of 25%
wow.
of your ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you stand a chance for a grand prize where they will, you know, chauffeur you to the festival, book you into a hotel.
So imagine that.
Standard Bank card holders, go and do your thing.
Imagine that.
And tickets are opened.
Mm-hmm.
We are at Ticketmaster's. And please go to Ticketmaster,
mm-hmm.
get your ticket. I don't want to miss out. I said to the team, I'm going to buy a ticket and I don't want a hokey-tokey. Nobody's going to call me and say, over,
yeah, yeah.
I have my ticket.
I'm here to attend the festival. Please leave me alone.
Definitely.
I love that. I think I'll be there with you as well. We're not working that night. We're just literally attending the festival and being part of this wonderful mood that we're really looking forward to. The 25th edition of the Joy of Jazz Festival taking place at the Sandton Convention Center. That is on the 27th and the 28th, of course, of the month of September 2024. I look forward to it. It is a cashless event again, right?
Yes, it is a cashless event.
How does that work, actually, now that we're there? Because there was a lot of confusion last year, you know, where people did not know exactly how to go and what needs to happen. Let's go through that.
We went actually, of course, with our partners who are in the finance institution to make it easy and flawless. So it's just going to be using your card, you tap and go.
Mm.
You don't have to get another card to get your drinks or what.
Mm.
And when we really sat down and said what would have been slowing the movement, of everything. People getting drinks, people getting food. We realize that it's, you know, first going to get this and then get that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. bring your cards, bring your plastic money,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have some fun.
And you'll have some fun, of course. And this is where I think we'll leave it, Joanna. Thank you, Ms. Manta, of course, for joining us in the studio this afternoon and for always trusting the KJS show with us for this wonderful festival.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, of course. She is the CEO of T Music Man, of course, the producer of the Joy of Jazz Festival, Ms. Mantwa Chinamari, on the KJS show. And we will see you at the festival.
The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.